What's up, you guys? I'm Haley, and this is Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Today's episode is going to be a solo episode. Andrea and I could not get our schedules to align for all of the recording we had to do before she was going out of town for a vacation. So this one episode is going to be a quick solo episode, or not quick, but a solo episode, because it is a really important case that I had never heard of. So I really wanted to get it out there. So today we are going to be talking about the disappearance of 12-year-old Selena Mays. And this case was suggested by Abby Kay, so thank you for the suggestion. And just a reminder, if you guys ever have case suggestions, you can submit them at inhumanpodcast.com. We love getting some suggestions from you guys and covering cases that you guys are interested in and want us to cover. And you guys have brought a lot of cases to us that we had never heard of, so keep sending those suggestions in. Selena Jeanette Mays was born on May 28, 1984 to CJ Mays and Lynn Vitale in Miami, Florida. In 1986, the family moved to Palmyra, Burlington County, New Jersey, and Selena's childhood was bogged down a little bit by the bitter relationship between the two sides of her family. Selena comes from a biracial background. Her father was black and her mother was white. And the two sides of the family definitely did not get along. Selena was known for being wise beyond her years, excelling in school, and being just a really sweet, smart young girl. CJ and Lynn never married. And when they met, CJ was a musician who had a drug and alcohol problem. And Lynn was an exotic dancer who was also addicted to drugs. So they never got married, and after the two had moved to New Jersey with their daughter, Lynn had actually overcome her addiction and was working as a school custodian. So she was working really hard to overcome all of that, and CJ seemed to be overcoming it, some of it as well. In 1994, Selena's mom Lynn suffered an aneurysm and tragically passed away. So Selena was just 10 years old when this happened, and it was so unexpected and just so heartbreaking. After Lynn's death, a custody battle between Selena's father, CJ, and her mom's family began. So because CJ Mays reportedly had a criminal past in Florida and Lynn's family was not really a fan of CJ, they were fighting hard over who would have custody of Selena. CJ was able to prove that he had changed his life since he moved out to New Jersey, largely due to his new involvement in the Gospel of Christ ministry in Mount Holly, which was less than 10 miles from his home in New Jersey. Now, reportedly, members of May's family worked at that church, and other children from the family were homeschooled there, but because of his ability to show that he was changing his life, he was able to win custody of Selena. CJ eventually remarried and had another daughter, so Selena was living with her stepmother, Evette Mays, her father, CJ, her four-year-old stepsister, who was Evette and CJ's child, and her aunt, all in a home on Crestview Drive in Willingboro, New Jersey. In early 1996, 12-year-old Selena became pregnant. Yes, you heard that correct. 12-year-old Selena became pregnant. Now, this upset the family because they were very religious. So as I mentioned earlier, they were all a part of this church, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in a little bit, but because of their faith, they objected to an abortion despite Selena's young age. And Selena refused to reveal the identity of her baby's father to her family. She only told them that he was a 16-year-old boy who was not a member of their church. CJ later reported that Selena had become upset when she learned that blood tests done on the baby after birth could lead to identification of the baby's father. On the evening of December 15th, 1996, Selena was about 2 weeks from her due date, and she went with her family to church. When they returned home, they ate ice cream in the kitchen, and around 11 p.m., Selena put her dishes in the sink and kissed everyone goodnight. According to her stepmom, everything seemed normal until Selena said to her, "Thanks for everything," which she found a little bit weird, but she figured maybe she was just feeling grateful. So after that, Selena went to bed and everything seemed normal. The next morning, Selena's 4-year-old stepsister was sent to wake her up for breakfast, but when she entered her room, she found Selena's sheets and pillows arranged on her bed to make it seem like she was laying there, but she was nowhere in sight. Selena's personal belongings, including her prenatal vitamins, her purse, and her CD player, were left in her bedroom. Now, her family was immediately concerned because not only was Selena missing, but she was 9 months pregnant, just 2 weeks from her due date of December 29th. Now, because she was so young, the likelihood of her being able to give birth vaginally was a lot lower. So it was likely she would need a C-section. So her not having access to a hospital when her due date came around was a huge concern for her family. Selena's family looked around the house for her, and when they couldn't find her anywhere in the immediate areas, they reported her missing. And thankfully, the police did take it seriously pretty early on, and a large-scale search of the surrounding area was conducted. Missing flyers were posted everywhere, but no sign of Selena was found, and nobody had seen her. So her family was adamant that although she was pregnant at such a young age, she had come to terms with it and she was excited to raise her baby. So they say that she had embraced the challenge of having a child at such a young age, and they didn't think that she was, you know, upset over her pregnancy and wanting to run away. Now, most of her family did not believe that she had run away, especially because all that was missing from her bedroom was the clothes that were on her back. None of her personal belongings went with her. Everything was left behind. Sometimes when I don't feel like reading or watching TV, I just want to sit back and play a fun game on my phone. And I recently started playing June's Journey, and when I tell you I'm loving it, that is an understatement. I'm already on the 4th chapter, and I've only been playing for a few days. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, and I love it because it brings out my inner detective. You play as June Parker in the 1920s trying to solve her sister's murder. It's so much fun to travel the world of the 20s looking for clues that are indicating that June's family has some dark secrets. You also get to create and decorate your own estate island, which I loved because it made me feel really fancy and important. In my last chapter, I discovered a big family secret and there was an unexpected death, but I won't ruin it for you. You can discover your inner detective and play yourself by downloading June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. You can find the link to download June's Journey for free in the show notes of this episode. Also, nothing about her life before her disappearance suggested that she would have wanted to run away from home, other than that one sort of eerie statement she made to her stepmother before going to bed. But honestly, in my opinion, that could have just been her feeling grateful. You know, it was around the holidays, she was quickly approaching her due date, and maybe she was just feeling grateful for everything her family had done for her. So I honestly don't think that statement proves anything, but you never know. Selena's dad has pointed at times to her wanting to run away, but we'll get more into that in a little bit. Now, one of the first things that police did in the investigation was try to identify the father of Selena's baby. So as I mentioned, Selena's father claimed that he had no idea who the father was and that the only thing he knew was that it was a 16-year-old boy who was not a member of their church. Of course, rumors began to spread that CJ Mays could be the father of his daughter's child. So he actually really quickly submitted a police report showing that he had gotten a vasectomy years earlier, and his doctor confirmed this. So he was ruled out as the father. Others have speculated that the father of Selena's child could have been one of her cousins. So apparently this specific man has fathered 7 children by 4 different women, including his now wife and their 4 children. And after Selena disappeared, this cousin, this man who has never been named, was apparently interviewed by police, but he denied having any knowledge of Selena's whereabouts, and he has never been charged for any involvement. Selena's aunt believes that the father could have been a man she met while roller skating in Camden County, New Jersey, but this man has also never been identified, and the father of Selena's baby has never been identified. Now, pretty quickly, each side of Selena's family began pointing fingers at the other, so her mom's side and her dad's side. If you remember, they went through a pretty bitter custody battle after Selena's mom had passed away, and the two sides of the family did not get along. At the time of her disappearance, Selena's maternal aunt, Cindy Cram, suggested that CJ's family was hiding Selena and that she suspected foul play. But CJ's family placed all of the blame on Selena's mother's side, alleging that they possibly took her back to Florida or to Michigan, where they were originally from, because they wanted custody of her. So early on in the investigation, CJ May's church, the Gospel of Christ Ministry, fell under scrutiny. So in 1991, the church was actually removed as a member of Christ Gospel Ministries International, which is a Pentecostal denomination, and their membership was removed after an investigation into claims from members that the pastor, Sarita Smith, who also happened to be CJ's sister, ran the church with an authoritarian style. So members were complaining, and she was reported to be using brainwashing technique on the congregation, and things seemed to just get out of hand. As I mentioned earlier, CJ's entire family was involved in this church. His sister was the pastor. All of the kids were homeschooled there, and a lot of the members of the family worked there. An attorney for the Christ Gospel Ministries International organization said, quote, "We found Smith's philosophy of church leadership and her management of financial matters to be incompatible with our philosophy and policies." So since Selena's disappearance, there's been a lot of scrutiny on this church, and Sarita, the pastor, has also accused disgruntled ex-members of the church of hiding Selena. Today, the church property on Washington Street in Mount Holly appears to be abandoned, and residents say the building has not been a church for more than a decade. But unfortunately, police couldn't find out much more about the church. On top of that, the Mays family refused to allow investigators to search their home, and a judge ruled against a search warrant to do so, saying that the family should also be considered victims. The judge also cited CJ May's claim that police demonstrated bias against his family during questioning. So CJ was pulling that, saying that police were demonstrating bias, which may have been true, but at the same time, they were not fully cooperating with an investigation into the disappearance of one of their young family members. And unfortunately, again, the case began to go cold. In January 1997, one promising lead came up, but it quickly fizzled out. So the owner of a Sizzler's restaurant in Howell told police that he had seen Selena at his restaurant, saying that she came in with a pastor and several other members, and that she didn't appear to be pregnant anymore, which would make sense. Police were able to find this girl, though, and confirm that she was not Selena. Over 250 leads have been received by the Willingboro Police Department over the years, but each of them have led nowhere. The investigation has also been continually bogged down by questions surrounding the family's church and the family all pointing fingers at the other side. In 2021, it was the 25th anniversary of Selena's disappearance, and the Willingboro Police Department released a statement saying, quote, "In 1996, we had limited resources to communicate with the public and acquire details regarding missing persons. In 2021, social media has evolved greatly and can now reach a wide variety of people quickly through many platforms. We are using social media to distribute information about Selena to raise awareness of her case. We are hopeful that social media will be a beneficial tool in finding new information about the disappearance of Selena Mays." So they're saying that they are really hopeful that new ability to spread information about cases like this could help find Selena or find information about what happened to her. Back in 1996, the Willingboro Police Department were able to begin working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, but unfortunately, they have also not been able to drum up any leads. The case has been passed between a handful of officers as original investigators retire, and Willingboro Detective Monica Pogorzelski said her, quote, enthusiasm towards solving the case hasn't wavered. So she is determined, and she said, quote, this isn't something that just got pushed to the side. It's been continually investigated, and whatever leads come up, we follow and go, go, go. And just nothing turns up of any evidentiary purposes to go any further. But she has said that they are continuing to work on every single lead that comes forward, and they are determined to solve this case. Now, one interesting thing to note is that Selena's mother actually left her a large insurance payout when she passed away. So Selena was 10 when she passed away, and she would have become eligible to collect it when she was 18 years old. But that money has never been collected. There has also been no reported contact from Selena with anybody in her family. In 2019, CJ Mays passed away, and not long after, the Mays family moved out of their Crestview Drive home where Selena disappeared from. Now, while many people, including Selena's aunt Cindy, do not believe Selena is still alive, some investigators are still hopeful. So today, Selena would be 38 years old and her child would be 25, almost 26. Investigators have released an age-progressed photo of Selena in the hopes that someone will recognize her. So I'll post that flyer on our Instagram because, as said in the Burlington County Times, quote, maybe someone will pass one of those flyers and wonder why their friend's mother is reported missing. Or maybe someone else will recognize her as a coworker, not realizing they work the same shifts with someone who's the subject of one of the most high-profile cold cases in state history. Police still classify Selena's case as a missing persons case, not a homicide. So they truly do still believe that she could be out there and could be found. So let's get into some of the theories surrounding this case. First of all, there's a theory that she purposefully ran away to get away from the strict religion her family forced her into. Now, the main things supporting this theory are that she had left the pillows and sheets in her bed to make it look like she was still there. So people say that that indicates that she purposefully left and didn't want anyone to realize right away. And that eerie statement that she made to her stepmother saying thank you for everything. But as I talked about earlier, I do not think that that statement was necessarily had the meaning that a lot of people think. You know, sometimes you're just feeling really grateful or whatever. It could have, but I just don't see that. I also don't think that she purposefully ran away because she left all of her personal belongings behind. Like her purse, her prenatal vitamins, everything was left behind. There was nothing missing from her room other than her. And I just don't think that she would have left with absolutely nothing. She was a smart young girl. She would have brought stuff with her. I just don't think that that would make any sense. Another theory is that she was murdered by the baby's father to prevent his identity from getting out there. As I mentioned, her father said that she got really upset when she found out that the father could be identified through a blood test once the baby was born. So people said that maybe she was afraid of the father, but the father has never been identified and nothing official of any, you know, real evidence has pointed to this. CJ May's family still alleges that Selena's mother's family kidnapped her and are hiding her because they wanted custody of her. But again, no proof of that. And then one final theory that I want to talk a little bit more about is the theory that her father's family made her disappear. So it is described that Selena was isolated from much of society by the family's church. She was homeschooled at the church and her whole life revolved around the life that she led at that church. So rumors have spread that someone within the church's circle impregnated Selena, and that church members, quote unquote, got rid of Selena. But this is all just speculation, and there's no evidence to prove any of this to be true, and police have never been able to get any real evidence out of any investigation into the church. So while people continue to speculate with all these theories and they continue to circle around, we really have no clue what could have happened to Selena. Selena's half-brother, Robert Benaglio, remembers his half-sister singing the Barney theme song as a kid, but changing the words to be funny. So he remembers that she hated Barney, so she would change the words of the song to be humorous. So anytime he sees Barney today, he thinks of Selena. This December will be the 26th anniversary of Selena May's disappearance, and although no leads have ever panned out, that doesn't mean that her family will never have answers. So the question is, did Selena willingly leave her home that night? Did she move on to begin a new life with her baby, or did she maybe leave and then met with foul play? Was her family involved, or did she truly just vanish into thin air? We may never know the answers to these questions, but investigators are still determined to this day to find those answers. And as they said in their statement last December, they are hopeful that social media can help solve her case. Just last week, her story aired on the Investigation Discovery show In Pursuit with John Walsh. So it is still getting attention, and I really think that this can be solved. One thing that I found brought up in my research was that less than 10 days after Selena May's disappeared, JonBenet Ramsey was found murdered in her Boulder, Colorado home. And as we all know, that case made national and international news and pretty much overshadowed Selena's disappearance. While both young girls deserve for their stories to be told, Selena has not gotten even half of the coverage that JonBenet has. Many question if that is because of her race, because she was pregnant, or because of the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. But whatever the reason, her story needs to be told more, and I truly believe that by spreading her name and image, we can help her get the justice she deserves. At the time of her disappearance, Selena was 12 years old, about 5 feet and 120 pounds, and 9 months pregnant. She has black hair and brown eyes, and her eyebrows sometimes would grow together. Her hair was long and wavy at the time of her disappearance. As I said, Selena would be 38 years old today, and her baby would be 25 years old. If you have any information about Selena Mays, you can contact the Willingboro Police Department at 609-877-2253. You can contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. Or the In Pursuit hotline at 833-378-7783. And I will have all of those listed in the show notes for easier access. But that is the story of the unsolved disappearance of Selena Mays. There are just no answers, and I feel so bad for her because it feels like her family, I mean, they do care about what happened to her, but they spent so much time fighting the other side of the family about thinking that the other side had something to do with it when it could have been something completely different. I honestly, personally lean towards that she did maybe leave the home purposefully that night to just go do something quickly, and then she was going to return home and she met with foul play. But it's so hard to know because there's never been any evidence or anything found. So please, please, please help Selena and her family by spreading awareness, sharing her missing poster and the age progressed photo, which again, I will post on our Instagram and Facebook, because she truly could be anywhere and you never know who may recognize her. But that is all I have for you guys today. We will see you later this week with a brand new episode. And until then, keep it human. Bye.